With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details still sketchy at this hour. We are learning now that two people have been found dead inside a Los Angeles home that is owned by actor-director Rob Reiner. Bloodshed on a beach in Australia. Police in Sydney say 15 people shot and killed, 42 others wounded. Officials say there were at least two gunmen. One of them was shot and killed by officers. Police in Providence, Rhode Island say they have a person of interest in custody after the shooting at Brown University left two students dead and nine others wounded. The person being held is a 24-year-old man. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defends the Trump administration's hardline policies on illegal immigration.
We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily.
National Retail Federation reporting total sales up more than 4.5% from a year ago.
President Trump confronted affordability in a speech last week.
Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
Correspondent Josh Boak says American opinion doesn't see it that way from a recent AP poll.
Only 2 in 10 say that 2026 is going to be better than 2025.
Will the Fed decision to drop its key interest rate help?
They're trying to get ahead of what they believe is a jobs market that is softening, inflation that's a little bit above target.
Former Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci now with Salem Media.
That is Washington correspondent George Williams reporting. And this is SRN News. A fellowship of Christian athletes is celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court declining to hear an appeal on a Texas free speech case. Decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books that included several that promoted the LGBT lifestyle to youngsters. This is SRN News. A discovery of early church art in Turkey.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August in an underground tomb near İznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Researchers say it's a rare depiction of Jesus with Roman attributes. The Good Shepherd motif symbolized protection and salvation before the cross became Christianity's universal symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
It's been a rough season for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes tearing an ACL in his left knee Sunday, and the Chiefs were eliminated from any postseason play in a loss to the Chargers. Mahomes won't be back on the field until sometime next year. More details, srnnews.com.